Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Monday, January 30th. Last week, we celebrated National Lutheran Schools Week. Thanks be to God for the many Lutheran schools around the country that partner with us parents to help us raise up children in this Christian faith. And this week, we're going to take a look at some more organizations that help us with that. We're going to visit some of our Lutheran camps and retreats, members of National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association across the country that help us during the summer with that. Spending time with our young people, some with the whole family around God's word, celebrating his good gifts, especially creation all around us. Hope you can join us for conversations today. We're going to head to Michigan, Indiana, Iowa, learn about some great camps in those places that help us do that. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family. Find them on our website, kfuo.org. They're in the sponsor section. Look for the CUW logo. Joining us this morning from Camp Concordia in Gowan, Michigan, Dr. Craig Oldenburg. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
How are things at Camp Concordia in Gowan, Michigan?
It's 2 degrees warmer than what you said on the radio.
Well, out of the camp, it's a little bit warmer than it is in the city, huh?
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful right now. The snow just was coming down in large flakes yesterday, and it's just a beautiful blanket of white.
Well, very good. I'm sure that the camp setting is absolutely gorgeous today with that white blanket of snow, and you have to endure all that beauty.
That's right. We remind our daughter about how God writes about how he'll make our sins as white as snow. So it works.
Amen. Amen. Now, Camp Concordia, located in Gowan, Michigan, for our listeners not familiar with Gowan, Michigan, where would you find Gowan, Michigan, Camp Concordia?
We're north of Grand Rapids, Michigan, about 45 minutes.
And from Grand Rapids, how far outside? Well, from the town of Gowan, are you in town? Outside of town?
Well, Gowan is a gas station. We're relatively close to that gas station.
That's outstanding. How long has Camp Concordia been there?
We've been here since 1957. This is our 60th year anniversary.
Wow. Well, a milestone certainly to be celebrated. Thanks be to God. And Craig, how long have you been at Camp Concordia? Just a few years now, right?
Yeah, it'll be 3 years in April.
Very good. Well, what goes on at Camp Concordia year-round and during the summer?
Year-round, we're actually a seasonal camp right now. We have a master plan team that's sitting down and taking a look at what it would take and whether there's even a need for more year-round camp facilities in Michigan, specifically to service the Lutheran churches. But so summer-wise, though, we're big in the summer. We are a summer children's camp, so we look at summer as being children's, youth, and their families. And any way that we can enhance the children's ministry of a congregation and or the personal children's ministry of each family, that's our mission, that's our goal.
And so what are some of the things that happen at summer camp that help you do that, that help you work toward that goal?
Well, everything from, we're Christ-centered, so we're going to have evening campfire devotions. We have Bible time, or what we call Bible adventures, and there's small groups of kids all over the camp with our summer ministry staff having Bible study. But then that's all mixed in, and even the message is mixed in with all the activities from canoeing to swimming. We're on a chain of five lakes, so canoeing, swimming, kayaking, team challenge course, ropes course type things, archery, all those. If you think of the good old-fashioned summer camp, we've got that. Plus, this year, because of some wonderful donors, we're introducing archery tag to Camp Concordia.
Those are two words that should not be together in the same name.
That's right. Archery tag, it's a big, soft ball at the end of these arrows. So everybody's safe and you wear masks, but it's a pretty interesting. So we'll see how that goes. We'll report on how it went next year, okay?
I'm sure lots of parents raise some eyebrows when they hear about archery tag, huh? Until they learn what it really is.
That's right.
So there are all kinds of activities, as you mentioned, from studying God's word in more of a formal setting where you're studying and digging into God's word, to being reminded of his word in the activities that you do and even in the creation around you.
Yes. Yep. Yep. You want to make every opportunity to connect, to make it a connecting point. And that's what I think is so neat right now, immediately, about camps and the church is this, is that, yeah, we're studying God's word, but we're doing it in a way where we're a good and unique entry point for people back into the church. And I'm pretty strong about that right now in our whole millennial, our talk around the millennial families, the millennial population that is staying away from church. I think churches should just rally around their camps, because I really do think that we're a natural place for the unchurched to get reconnected.
What are and how do those reconnections happen? Is through an invitation of someone?
Yes, I can invite my unchurched friend to camp. As a matter of fact, what we're doing right now is we're handing out gift certificates to Lutheran school students each time I visit a school, and it gives them a really inexpensive opportunity to go to camp. But it says in there, plus invite an unchurched friend to come with you, and they can come for that same incredibly low price, because we think that this is a missional outreach.
What are some of your favorite activities or spots around camp? Some of your favorite things that happen at camp that for you, and you think what are some of the highlights that campers really appreciate, the campers really like?
Sure. Well, of course, the waterfront. I mean, even when I go to the schools now, what would you like to do at camp? Oh, it's swim. But the thing that we just added was a zip line. And why is that my favorite? I was in Colorado for a long time, and we did a lot of climbing, rappelling, and high ropes. And so the zip line is a good addition for Camp Concordia. Another, for me, a good thing is we're developing what we call a conservation trail. And what we have is we have a north section of the property that is just chock full of wild raspberries and red pines growing up and all of this. And so getting the kids out there and being able to actually pick and consume berries, it's just good. It's because there's so many kids who are, their daily routine is sitting. And so to just get them out, get moving around, do the thing that they can't really expect. I know maybe picking raspberries doesn't sound like a, wow, that's really exciting, but you should see the kids after they've done it. Besides being messy, they're pretty excited.
Now, for some kids, that's perhaps something they've done before, but for some, this might be the first time they've ever gotten out and seen where food, you know, actually comes from, where to see, you know, food still on the branch.
Yep. Exactly. I mean, the kayaking, you know, we introduced kayaking last year, and those are all good too. And I love them. I mean, I'd like to continue to add incredible programs, but things, it's the things that, you know, we have a lot of kids right now who come and their greatest adventure experience was done on the computer. And so for these kids to finally get away from the computer, it's, even Harvard Business Review is saying this isn't just a good idea. It's urgent.
Why is it urgent? Why is it so important?
Kids are kinesthetic learners. Kids, we think kids learn through the screen, but they do learn something. But once we start looking at the five senses, of the, you know, touch and smell and taste and hearing and seeing, and we get them outdoors, now they're finally doing something and they can evaluate themselves better. That's one of the key things with child development, is that, you know, when we sit them in front of the screen, they can't evaluate themselves. They haven't touched, they haven't tasted, they haven't done anything, and when they get out and they start moving around, now they have something that it develops them in a whole new way. You have studies that say these kids, and I don't want to lean on just confidence, because it's about faith at Camp Concordia, but at the same time, they say, yep, camp kids are more confident, they're more prepared for the world, and on and on and on. So it's just, and it isn't just any camp, though. I want to say again, I think it needs to be a Christ-centered camp.
Do you have a favorite story of a camper or a staff member who, or a family who was greatly impacted by camp and what happens there?
Right. Yeah. My favorite story, I still share it, is just, it's the letters that come back, and the one, it's actually, if I can do two, they won't be long stories, but it's just a dad came with his son to what we call a kinder camp type thing, where it's little tiny ones and with a parent. And you'd think, you know, when they're that small, you know, talking about faith, that's not a hard thing, right? Well, apparently it is, because the letter we got back from the dad was, wow, now my son and I are open to talking about our faith. That, to me, is a win. The second one was a junior high girl, a middle school girl, whatever. And she came home, and mom writes back to us and says, guess what? My daughter's now willing to talk with me about her faith. And for a junior high girl, like, obviously that was an issue at their house, for a junior high girl to be able to finally open up about faith. That's what we want. That's the goal. Those are the cool things. That's why we kayak and swim and go off zip lines, because we want those doors to open.
What is, as parents talk to you about camp, what are some of the questions that parents have as they're planning or thinking about their child coming to camp for the summer?
Is it safe? One. I'm not sure my child is ready for this. That's a major question. And of course the answer is, don't wait. It's too important for that child to start to develop a sense of their own faith, and you can't hover over them. The whole helicopter parent thing is of course another conversation, but those are probably the two big ones. There's a few questions around, you know, what's the food that you serve type thing, but the key ones are, you know, Is when I hand my child over to these counselors, so we have two summer ministry staff in every cabin, and when I hand them over to them, how do I know that they're going to be cared for, they're not going to be abused? I mean, these are, these are big questions that I think parents should be asking. And I often say, parents, you can spy on us, and here's how you do it. Now, you can't just come on to camp anytime, because we have to have background checks, but you can come be a volunteer staff, and you can go camp in our family campground. We'll do a background check on you. And now, every moment you have, just kind of look over and spy on us, because we want to be known as an accountable and a quality and a safe camp for your kids.
So. Now, you mentioned a family campground. Tell me a little bit about that.
We have 38 campsites that we'll use for groups of families, church groups, youth groups, whatever. They cannot camp there while we have children on camp, because of the whole thing of strangers and all that kind of thing. But there could be a group. We have groups actually from as far away as Missouri coming up, and they'll do their camping here, and make that part of their family ministry. We run a few family camps here at Camp Concordia. It's not our complete focus, but it does fit our children's ministry model. And so we'll run a few what we call camp outs, and then one major family camp week. Like this year, Pastor Ryan Peterson from Concordia University in Ann Arbor is going to be our main speaker for adults. And then our summer staff will be working with the kids. And it'll be a week, almost a week long, right before the 4th of July. And so people will come with RVs, tents. Some will stay in our kids' cabins. That's family camp here at Camp Concordia.
Well, that sounds like a great time as well. What's the best way? How do you start that process of finding out what camps are available, what time or what weeks, and registration, those types of things?
Okay, so campconcordia.org. Actually, we go by campconcordia.org, .net, or .com, so you can't lose, because the other Camp Concordia is a prisoner of war camp in Kansas, I think, and we don't want people to go there, right? Camp Concordia, just go to campconcordia.org. It's very, very laid out there. It has the ages of all the different camp opportunities, and it has the family camp opportunities. Click in. Once you see what you want, there's an online registration. Click in, and the online registration will just step you right through the whole process.
So now's the time, I gather, to start thinking and planning for summer camp at Camp Concordia.
And it's even almost past the time for some camps. I know some of our camp sessions are already full, and not a lot of them. But so, parents should get on the stick. Grandparents, get on the stick. Get your grandkids signed up for camp. Yep.
Okay, so we've got just about a minute left, a little under a minute left. Two random trivia questions.
Okay.
What's the most common thing found in Lost and Found at Camp Concordia?
Water bottles.
And camper favorite meal at Camp Concordia?
Pizza feast on Sunday night when they all arrive.
What's that again?
Pizza feast.
Pizza feast.
Oh, yeah.
On Sunday night.
Yes,
that sounds divine.
With the big salad bar. You betcha.
That's outstanding. It sounds like a lot of fun. And campconcordia.org is the website, correct?
Correct.
All right. Check it out. Find out what's going on at Camp Concordia this summer. See if there's a camp for you. Craig, thanks so much for being my guest today on Faith and Family, sharing with us about the upcoming events this summer
at
Camp Concordia in Gowan, Michigan.
I appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll head to Albion, Indiana. We'll talk with Tim Jenk, executive director there, about what's going at Camp Luther Haven this summer. And we'll head over to Solon, Iowa, learn about Camp Iota Sika with Camp Director Daniel Sanchez. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.